This is Passport to Texas. Having fun and being safe are not mutually exclusive goals when boating this 4th of July weekend. In fact, Steve Hall, Education Director at Parks and Wildlife, says boating safety is as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Then the first one is wear a life jacket. That would prevent 90% of all fatalities in the water, especially those involving boating accidents. Number two is to take a boater education course, because you get to learn about all the different things involved with boating responsibilities and even just how to operate a boat safely. And then finally, number three is avoid alcohol, and that's mostly obviously for the adult audiences to don't drink and boat, much like they wouldn't drink and drive. Some people think, well, boating, I can drink there. And really, if you think about it, it's a vehicle with no brakes. And so when you don't have stoplights on the water and you have no brakes and you're operating a tonnage of a vessel, yeah, I mean, you've got to take that just as seriously, if not more serious, than a vehicle on the highways.
Find boating safety information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish Restoration Program, working to increase fishing and boating in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.